as you guys probably could imagine, we're extremely excited. Not only do we feel like we filled a specific need, we filled it with a player who we've targeted for quite some time. Dayon Buchanan is a very, very talented guy, 6'1", 208 pounds. At Indy, he ran 4.48. He was one of the fastest safeties in Indianapolis. He's got a great resume. He is a four-year starter, a team captain, two consecutive years of over 100 tackles, 15 career interceptions, six his senior year. The guy is a headhunter. He's extremely physical. I don't want to mention him in the same breath as Adrian Wilson, but there are some physical similarities and the same type of mentality that we were looking for. He is a great young man. We had him in on a visit this spring. He was one of our 30 players that we brought in, and we instantly felt like he was the guy that we thought we saw on tape from a personality standpoint. We think he's going to be a great fit in our secondary. He'll obviously have the chance to come in and immediately start for us at strong safety. So we liked the player a lot. Not only did we get a player that we liked a lot, we were able to accomplish one of our goals, which was to acquire another pick. So we have the 91st pick that we got from the New Orleans Saints for trading back seven slots.
In our division, you better like to hit. And that's one of the things. He brings passion, and that's what we loved about him. He plays with a lot of passion, and he's going to be a great fit in our locker room. He's a humble kid that just loves to play the game and wants to learn from the best. And we've got some good guys here to help him and teach him and give him opportunities to knock the crap out of people in our division. He is outstanding. You know, he's got the length and the speed. So he can match up on slot receivers and also tight ends and, you know, also do a lot of – he's an excellent blitzer, great tackler.
Like we talked about in the last press conference, I think you measure your risk versus the reward. And we had enough players on our board that we felt comfortable with. He's a guy that we could have taken at 20, but we took a gamble and we were thrilled. I mean, we were very excited to get him at 27. You know, there were some opportunities to even move back a little further, but we didn't want to take the chance because we liked the player and we like what he brought to the table for us.
When you bring guys who are captains of teams and four-year starters, they obviously pass the test as far as football character. You know, great locker room guys, the type of guys you want to fill in your locker room. Those things are the measurables that people don't go with the height, weight, speed, but they're huge measurables.
You know, we talked a lot about the type of focus and the type of players that we want to bring in here. And I think one of the things that Bruce and I love the most about this player is his passion. And I think you saw that tonight on TV with his emotions. And that was very similar to what I saw with him when I had dinner with him one night locally here. I started to talk to him about what it meant to him to have an opportunity to play in the National Football League. And he basically, you know, I could tell he was about to tear up just thinking about having an opportunity to play in the league, to start for a team like the Arizona Cardinals and to contribute. And to see that type of passion, it moved me. You know, it made me realize that if this guy is going to fail, it's going to take a whole lot more than his effort and his energy level and his commitment to the team.
I think we qualify as one of the better, deeper secondaries already. But when you add him in with his ability to play in the box, half field, back end, and tackle, it makes us pretty daggone good.
You sit down with a guy and you have an opportunity to have dinner. You look him in the eyes and you see what they're made of. Some guys, within a couple minutes, they turn you off and you realize this guy's not for us. But he was one of the ones that came in, and it was really beneficial to have him visit because the extra time you spend with him, just as we did with Tyron last year, it convinces you that what you saw on tape also is what you see as the person. He was at Washington State, so he wasn't at one of the top 15 schools in the country, so he didn't probably get some of the recognition that he deserved. But you look at his resume and you look at his stats and his height, weight, and speed versus any other safety in this draft, and we wondered all along why he wasn't talked about with some of those other top players. He's a guy that we felt like was flying a little bit under the radar, So to get him at 27, we were thrilled.
Steve, did you take the best athlete or the biggest need that you have?
Both. Took the best player on our board, which I told you we were committed to do. And it just so happened that he's got pretty phenomenal physical tools on top of the production. On top of the fact that it fits a need. So really, it's the perfect storm for us. He was very emotional from the get-go, as I anticipated. But that's what you love. I mean, you know, you'd hate to call a kid and, you know, it sounds like he's sitting on the couch watching Gilligan or something, you know. You know, he's excited. And again, I think that goes back to tell you about what type of passion he has.
At what point did you start crying? Hello, tears.
Well, when I told him who I was, and he remembered me from dinner, and he it was pretty quick.
It was one of the other things that we loved about the kid. He's got a great family, and he was at home with his family, which I appreciate. And he's sharing a great day, and I just told him to give his mom a hell of a big hug for Mother's Day.
Yeah, absolutely.